Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Shipping delays threaten Christmas stock for local retailers. Barbados hoteliers see strong winter bookings so far with occupancy up to 75%. Government to introduce a new initiative to improve crop production in Barbados. Health authorities in Dominica report increased cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease. And U.S. President Joe Biden issues full and unconditional pardon for his son, Hunter. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. Christmas preparations are being disrupted for some local retailers as international shipping delays persist. Operations Director of Abed Stores, Alex Abed, revealed that despite moving final order deadlines back by a month, containers of Christmas goods are still stranded. Mr. Abed says the delays mean customers may not find certain popular items on the shelves. However, he assures that the missing goods are expected within 2 weeks, just in time for the final Christmas rush.
In our instance, there are some items for which consumers will not be able to buy from our beds until they arrive on island, which we anticipate within the next 2 weeks. And those are some of our rugs and some of our sheet sets. We anticipated this issue when we moved our final order dates back a month in the year, and we still have two 40-foot containers of goods for the Christmas period that haven't reached the island as yet. One of them has been outside of the port in Jamaica for 2 weeks since the middle of November, waiting for a berthing spot to come down on a smaller vessel to Barbados. And unfortunately, that has caused us some issues. I'm sure others may have the same issues, but we must work with what we have, and that's what we're trying to do.
He explained the reason for the delays.
From my understanding, there's too much demand at the port in Jamaica and not enough berths. And vessels are fighting for those spots. Our vessel, like I said, arrived in Jamaica in the middle of November. It wasn't given a berthing spot until this week. So that's 3 weeks of sitting there waiting to be offloaded and then loaded to a smaller vessel before coming down to Barbados.
Operations Director of Abed Stores, Alex Abed. Barbados's tourism industry seems set for a busy winter season, according to some of the island's major hoteliers. Sales and marketing manager at Ocean 2, Seabreeze, and The Rockley, Jackie McDermott, told Starcom Network News things were looking extremely positive.
This winter is looking extremely positive, which is a great piece of news. I know hoteliers, tend to err on the side of pessimism as opposed to optimism. But the pace, as we measure what was happening year on year, is ahead. So that gives us a good indication that this winter is going to be a positive one. We're already full for New Year and nearly Christmas in all three of our properties. And we're looking forward to the winter. It looks great.
At Sandals Resorts International, Public Relations Manager David Hines also gave a positive outlook.
We're extremely impressed and encouraged by what we're seeing. Bookings are in their traditional numbers for us here at Sandals. From what I've heard from the BHD and the minister, it seems that we're across the board for several hotels on the island.
Public Relations Manager of Sandals Resort, David Hines. While renovations were ongoing at Acro Hotel during the course of this year, Group Sales Coordinator Shanice Batson said things were on stream at their locations and also share occupancy figures.
We've been doing some soft refurbishments in our rooms and the general lobby area for our property. Those have all been completed now. We have a few projects still ongoing, but we're still on track to finish our renovations by the end of the year. So far for this season, we've been seeing positive trends. Our occupancy has been holding steady above 75%. So far, we don't envision any drastic drops coming soon.
Group Sales Coordinator Shanice Batson. Kensington Oval is undergoing repairs to address minor damages to the pitch that occurred during the Independence Day parade, as well as the Prime Minister's Cup football tournament. Chief Curator at Kensington Oval, Winston Reed, said that while the facility remains in fair condition, there are critical areas requiring immediate attention.
During the party events, mainly the parade and football, Prime Minister's final, it didn't occur damage, but no more than was expected, really. What I'll say about this is that the rain didn't fall as badly as normal, so we are in a pretty decent state. It's sorry, it was really parade portions of the marsh and stuff. You have to take special care in that area. You have to get back to refeeding the entire pitch dock and getting it ready for the first last season Barbados game. The first game will be in February. So our time is really pressing, but in this type of environment we have, the world that we have, and get it back to be fully grassed by then.
Chief Curator at Kensington Oval, Winston Reed, in the Lunchtime Edition. The Agriculture Minister will improve crop production by introducing what they call crop management systems, or protected structures that would shield crops from the impact of climate change. Heavy rains and unwanted pests have significantly hampered crop farmers' efforts to provide basic vegetables for consumers. Senior Agricultural Officer in the Ministry with responsibility for crop protection, Brett Taylor, revealed this during a workshop at their Graham Hall head office this morning.
We are all fighting with the advent of climate change. As you would have seen, we are having lots of rain, which has inundated our crops, our fields with water, and it's making it difficult for production to go on. We all have to recognize that only with protected structures, it is not only a case of increasing production, but it's also a case of having a better management structure and how do we do the production within that protective structure. Where we are looking at, one, preventing high temperatures that may affect our crops. Also, looking at how do we protect those crops from the invasion of pests.
He encouraged farmers to develop new strategies that would generate the results they're hoping for.
We don't do a lot of trellising. We don't do a lot of staking. That is another thing that they have to get used to within those protective structures. So if you're going to grow things like tomatoes, sweet peppers, the cucumbers, the squash, those types of things, you have to get knowledge of how do you trellis those types of crops to grow best in protective structures. And with the high cost of that, what we are looking at is what type of crops do you grow in those protective structures. So high value crops, those things that I just spoke about. Also your herbs and spices, so thyme and marjoram, those types of things that would give you a good return on your investment.
Senior Agricultural Officer in the Ministry with responsibility for crop protection, Brett Taylor. Health authorities in Dominica say there has been an increase in reports of a skin condition observed in children and that the condition and symptoms have prompted further investigation to confirm hand, foot, and mouth disease as well as impetigo. In a statement, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Social Services said hand, foot, and mouth is a contagious viral disease that typically affects young children and is characterized by fever, mouth sores, and a rash of the hands, feet, and sometimes other parts of the body. And finally, U.S. President Joe Biden has issued an official pardon for his son Hunter, who was set to face sentencing this month on federal felony gun and tax convictions. Biden had previously said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence. But on Sunday evening, he said although he believed in the justice system, quote, politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice, end quote. Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to tax charges in September and was found guilty in a separate trial in June of being an illegal drug user in possession of a gun. Recapping the headlines. Shipping delays threaten Christmas stock for local retailers. Barbados hoteliers see strong winter bookings so far with occupancy up to 75%. Government to introduce a new initiative to improve crop production in Barbados. Health authorities in Dominica report increased cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease. And U.S. President Joe Biden issues full and unconditional pardon for his son, Hunter. That concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Christo J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.